Hello all, this is JC3 from Is This Real? Do you want to start your own podcast? Then look no further than Buzzsprout.com. We here at Green Hour Media use Buzzsprout, and we love the team at Buzzsprout. They are all about helping you succeed. Buzzsprout gets your show listed in every major podcast platform. Follow the link in our show notes to let Buzzsprout know that we sent you. It gets you a $20 paid Amazon gift card if you sign up with a paid plan and helps support our show. Join us and over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout.com to get your message out to the world.
From the Keith Vincicalis Studios in Paterson, New Jersey, Green Arrow Media proudly presents Is This Real? Tonight in our Season 9 finale, Satanic Panic 2.0. And now your host, JC3.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to another fantastic episode of Is This Real?
Is This Real?
Tonight's episode, as Big Joe said at the beginning, we're talking about, what is it again? Satanic Panic.
2.0.
Satanic Panic 2.0.
There was a 1.5?
There was a 1.5, yes, there was. Just like Jackass 0.5, you remember those movies?
Oh, dude, I love
it. Those all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
I love Jackass.
All right, so tonight is our Season 9 finale. As we sit there and finish off this shortened season of Is This Real, getting prepared for a big debate season. You guys ready for season 10 where we debate things?
I don't really like to debate, but I guess I'll control myself.
He doesn't debate.
I conquer.
He just Muay Thais.
I conquer.
All right, so first Satanic Panic.
It's a colonizer within me.
First Satanic Panic. Mr. West, have you ever heard of the first Satanic Panic?
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't even know that there was a first one, to be honest with you. But I know that Count Dracula might have been part of Satan's coup.
Count Dracula? You mean like the movie star?
Maybe.
Okay.
He is a vampire. He's a blood-sucking demon.
Big Joe's
dad? Just like Nancy Pelosi.
All right, look.
Oh, whoa.
What the... I don't have basically anything about this 2.0 thing, but I mean, but I do.
Well, no. It's nothing that it's like, it's not an actual thing. Like Satanic Panic at the beginning was like everyone was scared of Satanic Rising,
well,
the D&D games and stuff like that.
Right, I'm going to give you a little background on it. Back in the early 80s, what went on was everything was blamed on Satan. Everything was blamed on Satan. This and now.
Well, before we get really deep into it, our episode's provided brought to you by Dubby. Go to dubby.gg, punch in the code
Is This Real?
PC, all one word, and get 10% off your Dubby products. Go buy Dubby. Go
buy Dubby.
Buy Dubby.
Buy Dubby.
Okay, in the Satan voice. All right, continue.
In the early 80s, everything seemed to be blamed on Satan. You had the trial of Judas Priest. They went on trial because, the backward masking on their album.
Which we'll talk about later.
Right. People decided that somebody killed himself, and it was because of that. It seemed like Satan was an easy target. You had satanic cults cropping up all over the place. Unsubstantiated claims of Satan worshiping people, killing babies, and sacrificing humans, and everything else.
But hasn't this stuff been going on for like?
Satanism has been going on for since the beginning of time. However, the panic part of it, where everything just seemed to be blamed on satanic cults, and none of it was ever proven.
This was just here in the United States, or was
no,
this
was
like
worldwide?
This was worldwide,
and it all seemed to culminate, in the late 80s, where I guess times
where men
changed.
Were dressing up like women and
doing other stuff and screaming
about how much they love the devil. Yes, I was there for that. I remember that.
Okay, well,
very interesting time. There was a lot of cocaine going on in those times too.
Yeah, well, it was fueled by a lot of things.
What
and
the
that
fuck are you talking about, Jesus?
Okay,
he's not here.
Please, we need him to be here. All right,
he's always here.
The
he's
culmination
always with,
of,
he's always with us, y'all.
Of this first round of stuff like that, you came out in a case. It's called the West Memphis 3.
The West Memphis 3.
Now, that was three kids who were goth kids. They dressed up in goth stuff. They listened to heavy metal. Uh-huh. They were, I don't know. They acted weird.
So
it happened in West Memphis, Arkansas, which is like the hotbed of, you know, the Bible Belt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, stuff like
that.
So the Memphis Three are three men convicted as teenagers in 1994 of the 1993 murders of three boys in West Memphis, Arkansas, United States.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Eccles was sentenced to death. Jesse Miss Kelly Jr. To life in prison, plus
and Jason Baldwin.
And Jason Baldwin to life in prison. So these three killed a man.
Okay, hold on. Before we get that far, they were convicted, tried, sentenced. One was sentenced to death, the other two were sentenced to whatever. Turned out that it's a classic example of letting people's imagination go crazy, because they were not guilty. They were not guilty.
Whoa.
There was no evidence at all. At all. It was only that, it got into the system, and I think the Arkansas judicial system wanted to save their own face. And somehow, it became this big thing, and it never happened. The kids were killed. And there's theories on who killed the children. However, they kept petitioning the courts, never getting anywhere. And it only happened when guys like Johnny Depp and actors got involved, and they saw the error of their ways. And it got to a point where there was no forensic evidence at all. There was nothing going on that could prove that these kids were even in the area. And what to save their own skin. The Arkansas
troopers,
whatever they were, whatever you call it, the Arkansas judicial
Jury?
System. No, they saved their faces. They said, "Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna let you go, and we're gonna say that you're gonna leave and whatever, but you have to admit to the crime." So Damon Eccles, he admitted it because he wanted to get out of prison. One of the other guys says, "No, I'm not guilty. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say I'm not going to do it." And they were going to keep him in jail. They let Damon Eccles go, and I believe they let Miskowski go. But the other guy was said, "No, I'm not going to say it." But eventually they let him go too. So there's some kind of, I forgot the name of it, but if you say you're guilty, we'll let you walk.
A plea deal?
It was almost like a plea deal. Technically, they are convicted of murder, but they also are, it's known that they didn't do it.
Well,
and it was done that way because of the satanic panic of the area at the time. That's
well, let's also go dig deeper into the satanic panic in the first thing. Okay, so the one I have, the stuff that I have right now, at least for satanic panic, the first one, the satanic panic is a moral panic consisting of over 12,000 unsubstantiated cases of satanic ritual abuse. Starting in the United States in the 80s, spanning throughout the many parts of the world by the late 90s, and persisting today. The panic originated in 1980 with the publication of Michelle Remembers, a book co-written by Canadian psychiatrist Lawrence Pazder and his patient and future wife Michelle Smith, which used the discredited practice of recovered memory therapy to make sweeping, lurid claims about satanic ritual abuse involving Smith. The allegations, which afterwards arose through much of the United States, involve reports of physical and sexual abuse of people in the context of occult or satanic rituals. It is most, in its most extreme form, allegations involve a conspiracy of a global satanic cult that includes the wealthy and elite, in which children are abducted or bred for human sacrifices, pornography, and prostitution.
The Illuminati?
An allegation that returned to prominence in the form of QAnon.
QAnon? That's interesting. That's
Let's just put it like this.
That's actually very interesting.
It's very interesting in the point of this. Think about the book was written about the world's elite being pedophiles.
Uh-huh.
Taking children and putting them into sex rings.
Yeah, that's...
What the fuck is happening now?
So that's been going on for as long as, like, God knows how long, bro.
Well, I know
that's always been a thing.
All I'm saying is that people
in power for some reason just drive towards pedophilia.
Yeah.
And just
That's a hard assumption.
Because it's not everybody that's in power. Now, the grand majority of people, let's say...
You know what I think it is?
Let's say for the elites, out of the 100% elite, 90% of them are like parasitic, where the sense that they want to... That they survive off of society and exploiting people. And then you also have the 10% within the elites that actually try to push people for good. And, you know, actually use their money for good stuff.
Well, let's just put it like this.
And are part of shit like that?
What I think it is I think you have your certain people who are... Let's just put it into context. Okay, we'll sit there and we'll talk about Jeffrey Epstein. And we're not going to make a whole episode out of this, but if we're in this context for Satanic Panic...
It's the most recent... It's the most relevant thing
when you talk about child abduction.
Human trafficking.
Human trafficking.
Well, sex trafficking.
So, maybe. You have Jeffrey Epstein, and Jeffrey Epstein had a lot of contacts with a lot of high, prominent people.
Yes, sir.
So... Do we know
Some
for sure?
Still run your government right now.
Yeah.
By the way.
Do we know for sure that these high prominent people did illicit acts with children? No, we don't have any proof of that. Do we know that they had contact with Jeffrey Epstein? Yes, we do have proof of that. But we could sit there and say
you can't play oblivious either because
no, you can't. No, I'm not playing oblivious
because the people that were going to these islands knew exactly what they were doing.
True, I agree with you. And what I'm saying is, could it be at some point that some celebrities want to save their skin? Not saying it's a right thing because it's wrong, but want to save their skin and not have the black book be prominent or anything like that, just to sit there and save their own ass because they have a lot of money tied up with whatever is going on.
Okay, let me ask you. I'm going to ask you both. Do you ever hear the old statement, the old saying, "Never let the fox guard the hen house"?
It's an old one, but it's a really old one.
Yeah.
Okay. Which basically means never let the enemy, you know...
Protect you.
Protect you, yeah. Because they're going to hurt you. Now, in our government today, we have Joe Biden. He's the president of the United States of America. Now, you have his son, who's in a boatload of trouble. Mm-hmm. You have him, who's in a boatload of trouble.
Yes, sir.
He has his Justice Department... looking the other way. In other words, if you... here's how I look at it. If you put the right people in charge, and you have... you can now, these allegations are not proven about Satanic Panic.
I was going to say that this has to do with Satanism.
Okay. The thing with that is...
It's
the people that are in charge of our government, the people that are in charge that are making the laws, the people that are in charge of looking into this stuff, aren't looking into it. They're not going to, you're not going to, they could be all the evidence in the world, but it's never going to get down to you. How do we know that the evidence isn't there just because they simply say it's not there or they choose not to look into it?
Well, let me finish on the original idea behind the first Satanic Panic, and then we'll take a break. So nearly every aspect of the ritual abuse is controversial, including its definition. The source of allegations and proof theory, Dad, your light is on. Testimonies of alleged victims and court cases involving the allegations and criminal investigations. The panic affected lawyers, therapists, and social workers who handled allegations of child sexual abuse. Allegations initially brought together widely dismissal.
Gather your thoughts.
It's a word, and something was crossing my eye. dissimilar groups. I don't know what the fuck.
Dissimilar.
Dissimilar. There we go. Thank you.
I know how to talk.
I can talk. Some words are hard. All right. Phonics. Dissimilar groups, including religious fundamentalists, police investigators, child advocates, therapists, and clients in psychotherapy. The term satanic abuse was more common early on. This later became satanic ritual abuse and further secularized. There we go.
Yes.
Secularized into simply ritual abuse. Over time, the accusations became more closely associated with dissociative identity disorder, then called multiple personality disorder and anti-government conspiracy theories. So they're saying that Satanic Panic turned into, because of this book, the Satanic Panic started going off because of this book, and then it turned into multiple personality disorder and anti-government conspiracies, and they're saying it kind of just raveled out of control.
Okay, so...
Initial interest arose via the publicity campaign for Pazder's 1980 book, Michelle Remembers, and it was sustained and popularized throughout the decade by coverage of the McMartin preschool trial.
What is that?
McMartin preschool trial was a...
please, you were alive then. We were.
Yeah, they were... it was all about the after-school care place, whatever it was, a preschool. And they got caught up in... ritualistic abuse, and they were shut down. And
wait, what were they like? What were they doing?
Well, you have to look at. I'm not gonna. I don't know. I don't want to give out.
I got it. McMartin preschool trial was a daycare sexual abuse case in the 80s, prosecuted by the Los Angeles District Attorney Ira Reiner. Members of the McMartin family who operated a preschool in Manhattan Beach, California, were falsely charged with hundreds of acts of sexual abuse on children in their care. Accusations, bizarre, even some physically impossible, were made in 1983. Nevertheless, arrests were, and the pretrial investigation took place from 84 to 87. Trials ran from 87 to 90. The case lasted 7 years but resulted in no convictions, and all charges were dropped in 1990. By the case's end, it had become the longest and most expensive of criminal trials in American history. This case was part of the daycare sex abuse hysteria, a moral panic over alleged satanic ritual abuse in the 80s and early 90s.
Wow. Of the more than
12... Via Wikipedia.
Of the more than 12,000 documented accusations nationwide... investigating police were not able to substantiate any allegations of organized cult abuse during the Satanic Panic.
Yeah, so it's all again. Where's panic. The evidence? Where's the
it's
evidence?
It's panic. Exactly. You know what it is? It's panic. It's Satan's coming for our children.
Yeah, but where did Hollywood come into play with all this stuff? Because isn't Satanism more of a, like a pop culture thing now? Where like,
well, that's what it comes into today.
But it still wasn't going on back in the 80s, though.
But, like, I mean, look, was, I mean, you had
weren't like rock bands being accused of being like satanic?
Well, hard rock was, but that was times. Only that was only by Christian mom groups or the, you know, what the hell the name is that one group that really sat there and went after like bands like Kiss or anything like that? Where
oh the
Moms Against?
No, I forgot the name of it. They're the ones that dragged in the D. Snyder in front of the NPRC or something like that.
You know, it's one of those things. It's not like these bands were really sitting there. Well,
this fucking internet sucks in this place.
Like really sitting there doing it. Like there's no there. I mean, there's not a lot of evidence towards Satanism in music, at least with rock bands.
Well, you know what? Look, it doesn't help them when the imagery is right there, and they use the imagery. I mean,
well, let's just put it like this.
Could be a publicity stunt.
Let's just put it like this. Let's read off the list because I'll have. We'll do this real quick. 14 artists associated with witchcraft and Satanism and the occult. Number 14, Godsmack Sully Erman. Sully Erman has openly discussed his belief in witchcraft over the years, citing. It has something you do for yourself, like any other religion. So he does witchcraft, but he's not a bad person.
He's not a bad witch.
David Bowie. David Bowie has always been known for his fascination with aliens and UFOs, especially his personas that developed around them. However, he had interest in the occult as well and was apparently very fearful of black magic. According to his wife Angie's memoir...
That's racist.
Shut up. According to his wife, Angie's memoir, he often took measures to protect himself, thinking that witches were out to get him.
Witches!
He even had a white witch perform an exorcism on him.
Huh?
So, Gorgoroth. Gorgoroth are known for their satanic lyrical themes and controversial onstage rituals. They do it.
Well, that's my point. There's no.
What about what's his name? Marilyn Manson wasn't homie like out here like eating Bible papers and.
Marilyn Manson is a Satanist. He's a Satanist. He learned under Anton LaVey.
The thing with that is, I mean, again, Anton LaVey. We can go back and talk about Anton LaVey and how he started, you know, the satanic role in the 70s and 80s, or 60s, 70s, you know, stuff like that. Because you're sitting there. That's when it. Well, that's when you. Bring Hollywood into it because actors and actresses are starting to follow his role because he was an outward satanic person that people knew about, you know. So I mean, again, you see, there's like Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page. He had an obsession with Aleister Crowley,
right?
You know, so
Aleister Crowley, I know that name.
Yeah, Megadeth, Dave Mustaine. He got into black magic as a teenager. Blink-182's trio's Matt Skiba.
Blink-182, really?
Yeah. Elvis Presley. According to his wife Priscilla, the king dabbled in the cult phase, reading books while doing drugs. Fucking, whatchamacallit, the one band now, Ghost. They're Satanists.
Well, he's an avowed Satanist, yeah. The lead singer. You had they're groups not, like Venom. I mean, come on.
They're not. Okay, so you have these people are sitting there. They're not doing anything other people. Though. They're just practicing their religion.
But are they really religious or are they just using it as a thing?
Well, I mean, if they're sitting there really doing it, well, then they have to be really religious.
I don't believe in any. I'm sorry. You know what? Everybody pinned Ronnie Dio as a Satanist. He wasn't a Satanist.
None at all, no.
I mean, so, you know, I mean, did he use imagery of black magic? Some things. They were in a band called Black Sabbath. Yes. But I mean, more to his thing, it was all imagery of demons and wizards and mythological stuff like that. Did he get involved with Satanism at some point? I do believe he did dabble in it, not as far as Satanism, but he did mess around with some stuff he shouldn't have, and he even admitted that he did. But it doesn't help that people are doing this stuff. And then,
well, I mean, if you sit there,
it's going to take people to another, especially people that are right-wing conservative Christians that don't believe that the satanic stuff should be.
They don't believe it should be, but they do believe in it, and they think it's wrong.
Well, they're going to think it's wrong, but again, here's something that nobody's going to want to hear from me. Doesn't matter what they think.
True. No, I agree with you.
All right, these guys,
as long as they're not hurting anybody, I have no problem. Like, okay. Should it be even with Catholicism or religion, Christianity, anybody's religion should not be forced down anybody else's throat.
All right, so let me ask you
no
this
matter
much,
what it is.
Let me ask you this much. The after school Satan program, do you believe that should be?
After school Satan program? No, just like if you were to sit there and say if they have an after school Christian program, then I don't see what's wrong in having an after school Satan program. The reason I'm saying that is because it's just as much of a religion than it is
right,
than
so
Christianity.
Let's examine where this is going to take place. You're not going to get after school Satan care in a religious in a Christian school.
Well, no, public school.
Okay. So if the public schools are the same people that are telling you they don't want prayer in the school. So if you're going
to I agree with you, but that's what I'm saying, though.
How they're getting around it is they're saying that there's the temple of here it is right there, the Satanic Temple is sponsoring after school Satan. But they're saying it's not for religious reasons because they don't want to have that contradiction of saying that, well, we don't want we don't want Christianity in there, so you have to take out you have to take out ours because we're coming at it as religious. They're coming at it as, well, we're there to teach the kids this and that. I'm sorry, I don't mind. You know, you can, well, everybody's got their own religious thing. You can do what you want. This is a little much. This is a little much.
Well, I mean, again, it's like I said, it's an opinion based thing.
And I got to take issue with the parents here. Okay, this is really stupid.
It's getting worse. It depends on.
And there's your panic that's coming.
It also depends on where what age that these kids are sitting here doing it.
They're kindergartners. One.
Oh, kindergartners.
Two,
oh yeah.
Three. Okay, yeah. If you want a bunch of teenagers want to get together and have a Satan club, you know, it's cool. It's this. It's that. Whatever. They're literally putting Satan things on the kids' heads.
You want an ice cream? What are you expecting to do?
Okay.
We're in the middle of an episode.
Okay, and...
A few moments later...
ice cream.
Yes. So we just got ice cream. Teresa had a hissy fit, and we're gonna be right back as we sit there and continue our Satanic Panic season finale.
Boys, ice cream's good.
We'll be right back. Hey everybody, I'm JC3.
And I'm Mr. West.
And this episode is brought to you by Dubby. Made by professionals in the USA, Dubby was formulated to give you focus and energy with no jitters or crash.
No jitters.
Their formula contains vitamins, amino acids, including the patented NeuroFactor. You know what Dubby doesn't give you?
What is that?
No calories.
No calories.
No sugars,
no, sugar.
No fillers,
no fillers,
and no artificial flavors. When the raw ingredients arrive to their FDA-registered and inspected facility that strictly adheres to GMP guidelines, they undergo a quarantine while a small sample of each ingredient is taken to test for any impurities, while also being tested to ensure that the ingredients are actually what they are supposed to be and have the proper dosage.
And once the ingredients pass all the tests, then they're cleared to get mixed into the formula. So head on over to dubby.gg and use our offer code IsThisRealPC for 10% off your first order. That's dubby.gg and use the code IsThisRealPC for 10% off. They have great flavors such as Galaxy Grenade, Dub Sludge, Passing Joy Tea, Monkey Madness, and Dragonade. My personal favorites.
Dragonade right here. I got Dragonade right here. Delicious.
Drink Dubby.
And be better.
These products are not intended to diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey everybody, we're just letting you know that we have new merch in our store. Go to greenhourmediastore.myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio for our first ever logo drop. The cryptid collection is here. Get your favorite cryptids such as Bigfoot, Mothman, Nessie, the Yeti, or the Jersey Devil on t-shirts, hats, or mugs. You can also get all of our podcast logos on various items as well. Remember, that's greenhourmediastore.myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio. New episodes of Is This Real drop Sundays at 8. Question everything.
Welcome back to Satanic Panic 2.0. Sorry for that little mishap before we went on break, but it was ice cream break, you know? Why not have an ice cream break in the middle of your episode?
Not sponsored, by the way.
Not sponsored, by the way. Yeah, not sponsored. Well, I mean, is ice cream a brand by itself? I don't think so.
I don't know, but like...
There's brands of ice cream.
Yeah, but the ice cream we were having, we can't say.
No, we can't. But you know what we can say, guys? Go pick up your Dubby products!
Buy Dubby.
Go to dubby.gg, punch in the code, is this real
this
for
is the
all
voice.
Your Dubby products. You get 10% off. Oh, is this real PC? Sorry. Is this real PC? In the code area, you get 10% off all your Dubby products. And go buy Dubby, please. We're not
These
making
are your
any
intrusive
money with
thoughts
Dubby.
Telling you to buy it.
Buy fucking
Buy Dubby.
All right.
Get energy.
So
get hard.
Satanic Panic 2.0. In today's world, the Satanic Panic. That I want to focus more on, because obviously for at least when you were growing up, when we weren't alive, Dad.
I was alive.
No, you weren't.
Stop it.
It wasn't really had anything to do with a lot of celebrities. It started building up, like the whole celebrities or Satanists theory has really built up over the last 20 years.
Yeah. Okay. Eyes Wide Shut didn't help things.
True. True. True.
That was a great film.
It was yeah. But it didn't help. But so what I have, I mean, granted, this is from, you know, Fox.com, but. You know, whatever. It's pop artists turn into satanic imagery to drum up controversy. So we have right now Nicki Minaj's performance on this. When was this? April 6th, 2016. Nicki Minaj's performance on the stage of the Grammys.
Quick. Nicki Minaj. Smash or pass?
Nicki Minaj, smash or pass? Pass. She's a lot of plastic.
How say you, Dad?
I have no idea what that means.
Like, would you do Nicki Minaj?
I would not do Nicki Minaj. I'm a happily married man.
Okay. Good answer.
That's a great answer. That is a great answer.
But her Pink Friday...
I'd smash.
Roman Reloaded is getting a lot of buzz, you know, during that time, where she acted out scenes from an exorcism on stage.
Oh.
An exorcism on stage. And we all know
yes, I know what an exorcism is.
No, we all know what happened with Sam Smith. What was it, last year?
Sam Smith?
No, it was earlier this year.
No.
Yes.
Really?
At the Grammys.
That was this year?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, wasn't he the one that, like, proclaimed his love for the devil or something?
No, he came out dressed as the devil himself.
And was singing the song about, yeah, daddy don't know, that song?
It's, yeah. it was really, it was disgusting. I'm sorry, that's just my opinion.
Sam.
I mean, he was dressed as the devil, and basically what he was, the
Let's
song.
Put it, he was dressed as a gay devil, okay? You really want to call it what it is?
Wow.
He went around and did the thing, act, you know, look, I'm not going to get into this gay shit, but you know what?
No, please.
You know what? He openly came out. He was dancing around like, I don't know, like a lunatic, with the
like
getting attention, you know, and it's not bad if the guy sucks to begin with, but that's just a here and there.
We'll be back after a quick break.
I'm Howard Dory.
And I'm Jess Dory.
And we host Plotting Through the Presidents. We take deeply researched, deeply irreverent dives into the myths, mysteries, and scandals of the men and women who shaped America.
Join us as we dive deep into topics like
the undeniable riz of Aaron Burr.
The what now?
And the odd feeding habits of everyone's favorite founder,
John Adams.
Subscribe and follow Plotting Through the Presidents now to plot along with us.
Find out more at plodpod.com.
Okay,
I see. So he's dressed as red. He's dressed as the devil in tights and
yeah, like he literally dressed as the fucking devil.
Of course,
devil,
he was
right?
pushing transgenderism and all the stuff of the day.
So I mean, look, he was sitting
gender
here
fluency.
Like, gender you know, fluency. There is a Boston Satan Con.
Hmm.
It is the largest gathering ever in 2023.
Of what are the people that go there? What are they doing?
Hundreds of Satanists will converge in Boston's Coldplay Square at the end of April for the second annual Satan Con, but they aren't coming to worship the devil. With over 800 registered attendees, organizers say they're expecting it to be the largest ever gathering of Satanists, accompanied by protests of conservatives and Christian groups from all around the country. The event has been widely covered in conservative media, including Fox, online protesters, televangelist John Ramirez is a satanic temple. The organization hosting the convention exists so demons and spirits can work in the atmosphere to really bring destruction to the people.
And this is from who? Who wrote that?
John Ramirez. He's a televangelist.
Well,
the
getting,
I'll
you're
be honest.
Getting his point of view.
Yeah,
on
I'll
it.
Be honest. I don't believe any fucking televangelist. Because
if a group of Satanists,
that comes on TV and goes, "You gotta believe in Jesus
for a price.
For a price, send $300 to my esteemed estate, and you will be in the Lord's view." Those motherfuckers.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not with those.
Look, I don't believe in.
That's where I get. He has been exorcised by, you know, he has exorcised the demon. That one.
Gotcha.
Go on, Dad. Sorry.
I don't believe in evangelist. As a Christian.
Catholic.
Same thing.
I'm a Christian. Okay, number one, I believe in Christ. So well, therefore, I'm a Christian.
All Catholics are Christians. Not all Christians are Catholics, though. That's the difference.
That's what
okay,
goes.
Look, I'm not. This is not a debate about religion. However.
Well, it's not a
okay,
debate. It's true.
And Satan, to me, is the antithesis of the Catholic Church, if you want to get into it. Okay? And he's exactly
the
what
antagonist.
The opposite of what, of
yes,
what
he's
God...
He's the bad guy in our book.
What God has... And you believe your religion. Now, however, having said that, I have no issue with a group of Satanists getting together. And I...
Doesn't it still bother you, though?
Well, here's the thing. I don't care that they're expressing their First Amendment right to go out there and, you know, have a gathering of themselves. If they want to have it on public land, that's fine. But then don't bitch when you got people that are out there having their Christianity on the public land. All right? You know, same with the after-school Satan program. You know, they're saying, well, we only want it on the same place where, you know, Christians have a group. Well, Christians aren't having groups in public schools. And Christian schools aren't allowing Satan clubs to come in at the end of the day. So that's a crock of shit right there. All right. If they want to push their Satanism,
Wait,
hold up. Aren't schools getting to the point where you're not even allowed to, like, talk about religion in the school?
In a public school,
In
no,
a public school,
not.
No. But these guys...
But wouldn't that go against First Amendment rights, though?
No. Because it's a business. You can't sit there and have...
It's a state business.
Yeah, I understand.
It's separation of church and state on public land.
Yeah, on public land. You can't sit there and
because preach gospel.
That's
preach
why, you know, like in Alabama, they wanted to put the Ten Commandments on the city hall. Well, Satan's came out and said, you know what? We want to have our nine satanic statements right next to it. If you're going to have the Christian ones there, you're going to have to, by law, you're going to have to take the
satanic,
and put the Satan. Then again, then you'd have the, you know, Hindu. And then you'd have the...
It's what everybody's religion.
Everybody, before you know, you're going to be building buildings just to put fucking things on. So you don't put anything up. You leave everything off and let people believe in the privacy of their own homes or worship where they want to worship. That's why our founding fathers agreed to, you know, we should be able to worship who and what we want to. Having said that, after school Satan, they're telling you that, well, it's not a religious thing. The mere fact that it's started by the temple, the Satanic Temple, which is a religious organization, it shouldn't be allowed.
Well,
it should not be allowed.
Okay. So, I don't usually go to Snopes.com, right?
Cool.
Snopes.com.
Snopes.
I don't really read into a lot of the shit that Snopes.com has to say, but they do have a Satanism section with up-to-date satanic shit. Cool. Ready? So, we all know that Target right now, right?
I was about to ask about Target.
Target, besides the transgender, you know, stuff that they were putting out.
Pride stuff.
The pride stuff, yes. Which we talked about in last week's episode. Go listen.
thank God I was on that one.
They also are putting out satanic wear. You know that, right?
No, I don't know that. But if they are, then I want equal time. Where's my Jesus mugs? Okay, where's
you
the, Jesus,
make the
apparel?
Jesus mugs
no,
for Target?
Where's the
then?
Jesus apparel? Where's the Christian stuff? Enough with this bullshit, okay? Enough. I don't want to hear.
So yeah, I mean they
well, there's a reason why their stock has tanked lately.
On May 22nd, 2023, claims went viral that Target had partnered with a Satanist to design parts of its Pride 2023 collection. Mere days after false assertions the company was marketing tuck-friendly clothing to children. The designer in question, Eric Carnell, is behind the UK-based apparel brand Aperolin. I don't know. Why would Target hire a Satanist design their new Pride collection served to influence Talking Point USA, Morgan McMichael? Viral photographs of Aperolin products depicting the demon. I never say demons' names out loud, by the way. I'm not going to say the demon's name because I feel like you call them. And the text Satan respects pronouns, for example, were genuine but came from the designer's own shop and were not connected to the Target partnership. But they were in the store. That was true. There's, like, again, it could have been staged.
Can I say something?
It could, I mean, depends on what you're going to say. Remember,
why?
We can get flagged.
Flagged for what? Having an opinion? Well, if you don't like my opinion, change the fucking station. Okay, that's number one.
All right.
Number two. All right. If you believe that God made man in his own image, what better way to defile God's image than to change it?
To pervert it?
To pervert it. And then to run around like it's the right thing to do. I think it all has a basis, and people are being dragged into it, and they don't realize it. I think they're looking at it like, I just want to be this one, and I'm going to pretend tomorrow that I'm a goat.
So then what you're saying, it just comes down to scripture, where scripture is following prophecy?
No, I'm just saying that, if you want to be, scripture does say that man was made in God's image.
No, but like what you're saying, though, like, because... Towards the end of the book, I know it goes into saying that people are going to be very confused, and there's going to be a lot of sexual immorality, mm-hmm. and kind of like what we're seeing right now happening before our eyes.
Yeah,
is that where you're going?
That's
with?
That's exactly what I'm going with it. I believe that
because if we're made in God's image, then like,
why destroy it? Why destroy it? God made you what you are. Keep stay what you are. I mean, you might. If you
well,
might,
that's because the devil a bitch and he a hater.
Well, you know, that's like that fucking nitwit comes on TikTok. God is non-binary. What the fuck do you know? How do you know what God is? You're out to change it. You got a beard and a mustache, and you put lipstick on and high heels.
Okay. We're not touching this subject here.
Well, you touched it by going to the pride shit of
No, no, no. I wasn't talking about that.
Go ahead. Well,
I was talking about the line that they were going to put out as far as Satan loves pride.
Well, they're
or some
not
going like to
do
that.
It now.
All right, so that's what I was. I wasn't going to talk into that. That was last week.
That's why I asked you first if I can make a statement.
Well, I didn't know what the statement was, so
well,
that's
now
that's,
you know.
That's the thing.
Now you
so.
Know.
But that's
there's
the thing
been,
here.
There's been a lot of other things involved with like Satanism going on too. I don't know if you guys ever heard of what happened down in Brazil. They were having a satanic festival. It was like probably like one of the largest satanic festivals that they had, and then I believe the next day or the day after that they had the worst flood that they've ever recorded in history.
Well, no let's surprise. Just okay. So, Dad, we're gonna go. I'm gonna go into a subject right now.
Go ahead.
And it has
Viva
to
Viva Brazil.
It has to deal with a particular person with satanic imagery. Have you ever heard of Little Nas X?
He's a rapper. That's all I know.
Yeah, the guy that take my horse, that guy.
Yeah.
So
he's also gay.
He is also gay. He did a whole music video about being in hell. Mm-hmm. And in the music video, he's being extremely sexual with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And... at one point in the video, to me, it looks like he's the devil is having his way with Little Nas X.
Devil is fornicating his behind.
Yes, in the video.
At the risk of losing sponsors, I'll just let you. Yeah, that's an imagery we don't need. But then again, you can do what you want now, right? I mean, you know,
and then after the that rules. Music video came out, he put out his Satan shoes. With MSCHF, whatever shoe brand that is. It looks like, actually, they're Nikes. Nike Air Max 97s. They're called the Satan shoes. They come in a red box with satanic imagery on it. Skulls.
Safety.
Damn you. Skulls. Baby. Well, to me, it looks like dead babies, but I don't think it is.
It's a sad world we live in, folks.
No, they're not dead, baby. It looks like hell. It looks like you're going into hell. Let's just put it like that. And it's called the Satan shoe, and people bought it. People fucking bought it. They had, and it even comes with the pentagram as a pendant on the shoe.
Well, because these guys basically look. Here you go again. It's
publicity.
It's publicity.
It's publicity for them. It's publicity, but it's also based. It's rooted in something. Okay, he didn't just get up one day and decide, oh, you know, today I'm going to just
I'm going to worship.
I'm going to worship because none of these people understand. Now this is going to come at it as a purely Christian way of thinking.
Go ahead. Go conservative. Go right wing. Go right wing.
The thing is, if they only knew what they were getting involved with. If they only knew the consequences of their actions.
But what if they do? But what if they do? And
if they
still,
do, if you're...
It's what if they do and they still make the choice
then
to
they're
still...
Then they're sick.
That's part... It's, again, it goes part of scripture. It's part of people being lost and being...
Yeah, and it's crazy. It makes... It's but the problem with that is you're also bringing other people down with you.
That's what he wants. Okay, that's what it wants.
That's... I am...
Again, if we're going to go by the whole scripture part of it, that's what he wants. Because at the end of the day... The devil's a bitch, and he knows that he's fighting a losing battle. So he's just trying to bring down as many people as he can. That's the truth. That motherfucker's a bitch. He's a bitch-ass coward motherfucker.
I think what should happen is, you know, conservative people should step it up and push back.
What do you mean by step?
Okay. Calm down.
Hold on.
Listen.
This isn't fire and brimstone we're talking about here. You know what?
When you say step it up, like what the fuck do you mean?
Step it up. You know what? Let's hit the airwaves. Let's go. You know, let's protest even more than we're protesting. Because if I can't say what I want to say in public school, and I understand why, and I can't get all my point across, but yet we got to sell shoes and all this other shit. You know what? They're making Satanism. They're making making the devil to be this coolest fucking figure of all time. Well, the conservatives got to find a way now. Christians have to find a way now, you know, to get people back in their fold, to even push the agenda even harder. Okay,
it's hard. Okay, I'll be honest with you.
The Christian religion, you're saying?
It's very, very hard to sit there and do that. And I'll explain why. It's not hard for them. It's not that it's not hard for them. It's not that it's hard or easy. Okay, there's a thing now.
I think there's somewhere that's what she said.
Giggity. There's a thing in Hollywood right now where, you know, you go into, like, I'll be honest. There's to me, I don't know if it's satanic. But, I mean, you could put it as satanic. I mean, the pedophile ring that's happening in Hollywood right now, it's a big fucking deal. It is a big deal, and nobody wants to talk about it. Again, is it satanic? I don't know. Does it have satanic aspects of it? Very much so.
There's a lot of satanic aspects to it, so...
But at the same time, when you're saying conservative Christians, religious people, it's hard to sit there and do that, especially when your own... people in your own religion are acting even worse or the same.
Example, what do you mean?
Okay, okay, so are we just gonna fold over how many Catholic priests have been involved in sex you know, scandals over the last 20-30 years?
Yeah, that's my point. They need to stop. You need to be on point here. You all need to be together. Okay, you need to be together and stop this bullshit. Show people that, you know what, you want to go worship the devil, that's all fine and dandy, but you know
here.
What? Eternal damnation's pretty bad.
They don't care, though, Dad.
Well, they'll care when they're fucking headed down.
Some people don't believe
it.
It's
going to be too late at that point.
Again,
if they believe
it's,
that.
It's their choice, man.
When you're sitting
that's
there.
That's where free will comes
into. To me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It sounds a little hypocritical when you're sitting here talking about how, especially, and I'm not saying anybody in this booth, because everybody's a little outspoken in this booth and how we feel and how you know, we talk about things.
I just called the devil a bitch, bro.
Yeah. So when you're sitting there talking about how, you know, Christians and conservatives have to step it up against Satanism, stuff like that, they don't step it up against their own Catholic priests who are doing that. They hide the Catholic priests. They say, not him. He's not going to do that.
Okay. Hold on. Yeah, there's where you're wrong. The Catholic Church, certain aspects of the Catholic Church, it is not the entire Catholic Church.
I'm not saying it is.
All right, you've had certain, a couple of popes. You've had, now we did the Pope episode where we got our own Pope involved, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, this is the whole thing. It's certain aspects of it. It ain't the whole thing.
I'm not saying it is.
Well, people that are Christians, the people that are Catholics, aren't hiding the priests. They want to know where they are as well. You have certain bishops and stuff that are doing this as far as hiding the priest. They do it because they don't want lawsuits. All right. And my whole point to this
doesn't make it better.
My whole point to this is it, really it needs. If my when I say they need to step up, they need to start revamping and looking at themselves. Okay. You need to start saying, you know what, well, we have to start becoming honest. Let our priests get married.
Okay.
Even if we have to pay insurance for them, because we all know that's why they don't want that.
This is going to be really controversial.
Make it family oriented.
Controversial for him. Let's put it like this. You want to say ramp it up? Okay, then religion in general in the fold. I'm not saying Satanism the way, because I don't believe in satanic rituals. I don't believe in Satanism whatsoever.
Okay.
What I'm saying, if you want to sit there and say religion has to pick it up and they have to do this, do that, they have to get out of the 1500s.
Exactly what
they have
to
get out of the 1600s. Meaning gays. The LGBTQ community should not be persecuted because of how they are.
Okay, again,
that is a religious thing that happens.
Well, it is a religious thing, and it also just goes into the fact.
Now,
that,
you
like,
if you
want to
sit there and talk about human nature and science behind that, that's a different conversation. If you're talking about religion.
Is the Catholic Church persecuting LGBTQBRSGU, whatever the fuck they call themselves? Are they persecuting them? Or
well, I mean,
are they saying that it's against our religion?
Okay, up until the recent Pope turnaround, they were persecuting them, yes.
Yeah, you can't sit here and say that they weren't being persecuted, because they were.
What was some of the persecution?
It was just like they didn't want them getting married in their churches. Mm-hmm. Which is it goes part of like the scripture of like their holy rules and stuff, like mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be accepting of that sort of stuff. If we were to go by how those books were, we would be hanging witches nowadays, and everybody's all into astrology.
If you were good to go by what the Bible says,
if you're going
to
go by what the
Bible
says,
there'd be a lot of different things that happen.
Yes, it's not right. It's not right in the sense where you're restricting people on what they're supposed to believe in. But at the same time, these books were also meant as like a guide to just how to be a better person. And in these books, they say that, you know, sexual immorality and homosexuality is wrong. And I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm not going to sit here and deny that it isn't wrong. It is wrong to an extent. But at the same time, it also shows.
Well, I don't know about wrong.
Well, it also shows us how merciful Big Man upstairs really is. Because I could be fucking... I was promiscuous the last 2 weeks, fucking with a bitch that one isn't married, a Muslim girl on top of that too. So you know how they supposed to be all like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's one of the things where like homeboy upstairs is very merciful and very forgiving. You fucking repent and you say that you're sorry. You try not to do it again, and you know homeboy likes you.
I don't think he knows what you're trying to say.
No, he knows.
I know what he's saying.
He knows exactly what I'm saying. He knows exactly what I'm saying because look, he's a father. And how many times have you fucked up in your life, and this nigga still accepts you and loves you eternally without any?
Daily, are you kidding me?
Shut up! You know what I'm going with.
Oh no, I know, I know that.
Every minute.
But what?
But it goes to show you. It shows you how much this motherfucker loves us. That no matter how many mistakes that we make, no matter how much shit that we're trying to like overcome, because it's not easy fighting the flesh. It's really not easy fighting the flesh. I don't know how this became all freaking holy and stuff, but at the same time, it's like
talking about Satanism and that.
But at the same time, it just goes to show you that like yes, these books say that this is wrong, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't love you and that he's not gonna forgive you.
Well, you also have to remember that it wasn't written by him or her or.
We don't know that. You don't know that for sure.
No, these are man-written books.
You don't know that.
You do know that they're man-written books.
Dictated by the word of God. That's what it's all about. Now, I don't want to get into this.
It goes into the faith of it.
Exactly.
But I don't want to get into Satanism.
All right.
Okay.
What I want to get into is the fact that when I said the Catholic Church, they're hiding the priests or whatever. Okay, If the persecution, it's not like the Catholic Church and the bishops and the priests are hunting down gay guys and saying, oh, you know what, you're bad, you're bad.
This isn't the 1500s.
Right. What they're saying is it goes against our religion. Therefore, we will not have you in our religion. The president of the United fucking States can't go to church because he's pro-abortion.
Okay. I understand.
That's my point. They went to him. They're saying, you know what? Your actions are not allowed in our community.
What I'm saying,
do what you want to do.
No, that's completely fine. I understand that. What I'm saying, though.
You're wrong for it.
No. You're not wrong.
I said they're wrong for it.
There's a difference.
The rules they have.
There's a difference.
Yes.
There is a complete difference when you say the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church may not be doing this. Like the physical bishops and priests.
We don't have Templars out here nowadays.
They're not physically attacking or persecuting the LGBT community.
Correct.
The people that believe in the religion are.
Yes.
The people, the followers, the devout Christians, the devout Catholics. Not everybody. It's not everybody.
Maybe
1%. You don't know the numbers. Don't, just like I was told last week, don't speak about numbers you don't have the thing in front of you for.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's minuscule. Yeah, now everybody's trying to get through their daily lives.
No,
and they're
going
to be sinning all the time.
But it's the same thing for, it's the extremists that really pop out to everybody. And you're always going to find out what the extremists do.
Correct.
And you're not going to find out what the regular people do.
Right, because it makes the news.
Yeah. Now, both sides have to sit there and turn around and come to an understanding. Don't put it in everybody's face if you don't want people to sit there. Like,
it's like vegans.
It's like it really has to do with like sitting there and completely understanding each other and understanding what each side wants. You know why Satanism is so popular? Satanism is because 90%. Well, again, I'm not going to say that. There's a giant population of people who sit there and turn around and say, "Well, I grew up in a Christian household and I was persecuted, and this fits me more than that. This fits me more than Christianity." I was pushed
Free
away
will.
Because
you can do what you
want
to do.
You know, again, it's you could practice wherever the fuck you want, just don't hurt anybody physically.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to.
Oh, you do you want to live in the United States? Do you like living here?
Yeah.
Okay. You have rules to live here. If you don't follow those rules, you will be thrown out of here, or you will be removed from society. Mm-hmm. Okay. Same with the religion. All right. They have rules. If you don't follow the rules, then you're not accepted into the religion. No hard feelings.
That's
you're doing something we don't want
you're
you to do.
You're completely right. But again, it's not.
Look at.
It's
look
not
at Qatar.
Just that. It's
look
one
at
of
Qatar.
Those. It's one of the. It's the extremists that have the problem.
Look at Qatar. You remember when the World Cup was going on? How in Qatar they have very strict rules where if you agree to go into this country, you're agreeing to follow their rules.
Correct.
Yeah.
And during the World Cup, you had I want to say viral. This was something that caught traction, where there were two men that were holding hands, kissing on each other. And in this country, or Qatar is a country, correct?
Yeah.
So in this country, they have very strict rules about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They do not want to see that sort of stuff whatsoever. And these two were thrown in prison, were thrown in jail.
Good. Same with Brittany Griner. She was smoking weed in a country she shouldn't have been smoking weed in.
And it goes back to understanding the culture and understanding other people. If they don't want to see that, they don't even want to see that between like husband and wives being out there like touchy-fondy out in public, because you know it's their culture. They have their rules and what goes by it. So
I'm completely fine with people having rules and countries having rules. It's just it's hypocritical when you find out the leaders of the country are touching little children.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, again, you got to prove that.
All right, so I'm not gonna sit there and that's
I'm
where,
not gonna sit here. And I'm not gonna the, sit here and defend and persecute these people as well either.
That's where the anger comes in, where it's like do what I say, not what I do, and that's the problem I have with a lot of this shit, especially
you say I do.
But we're going to take a short little break. We're going to come back and end this episode. I know we've gotten completely off the hand, but I think it all ties in, Joe.
I'm sorry.
And it really does. But we'll be right back. Please don't go anywhere.
Hello, this is JC3 speaking. If you want to know more about Is This Real Podcast and our parent company, Green Arrow Media, then visit greenarrowmedia.org. You can find and follow all of our social media pages through our website. If you love our content, then you can support us by subscribing to our YouTube channel and our Patreon page. Remember, that is greenarrowmedia.org.
If you liked this video today, please click the like and subscribe button and make sure to hit the notification icon to keep up with all our videos.
And welcome back to our season finale, Satanic Panic 2.0. I don't know if we sat there and actually proved our point of how satanic Hollywood is, because I think it has only just been like two incidences. But I mean, there's a couple. I know.
It's all over.
I mean,
Katy Perry
has you know, film. And I do want to talk about it. Okay, so Taylor Swift, there's been videos of Taylor Swift and her concert that's going around now, where apparently she's having it looks like a satanic ritual in the middle of the concert.
Travis Scott had one, too.
Yeah, Travis Scott was doing the same thing. The Weeknd, Satan popped up,
dude.
When I was still with her, yeah.
We went to go see the Weeknd concert, and it was flat. It was as clear as day how much satanic imagery was there. Same thing when we went to the Kendrick Lamar concert. It was a great concert, and the overall message of it was, you saw how. He has a puppet performing with him, and just the overall message of what I got with it is just that like he is a puppet of the industry, and he's not really in control. And there's a lot. There was I'm not. There wasn't a lot of satanic imagery there,
but it's enough subliminal stuff to make you think.
Exactly. Exactly. Especially when he started performing with the crown of thorns on his head, blinged out. You know what I mean? It's mockery.
It's exactly what
okay,
it is.
Okay. So my question for you then, Dad, and Wes also.
Yes, sir.
Just because these people, these artists, whatnot. I mean, we could go back in the day of how satanic imagery is used in rock and roll in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, does not mean that they are satanic people.
You're right. It doesn't. And I'm going to give you a couple examples of
no,
that.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it's shock factor.
All right. It's Black Sabbath was originally, Ozzy Osbourne was messing around with that stuff. The reason why Black Sabbath works so well with the doom and the gloom is because of what happened to Tony Iommi and his fingers. And how he could play the guitar, and it was that's the kind of music that they could, you know, they could play, and they never really went out there and told you they were the devil. They wore crosses around their neck, but if you look at the first Black Sabbath cover, you know, of the little black woman or the woman standing there dressed in black, it's frightening. It's imagery that's really frightening. They got the name, they played the game, and they went along with it because it made money. Ronnie Dio, same thing. It made money. All right. Got groups now that come along, like, you know, there's a lot of like Norwegian bands. Mm-hmm. Okay,
Inga Dinga Durgan.
They're basically there are a lot of them that are King Diamond. I mean, you know, Merciful Fate. He was a lead singer of Merciful Fate, and then King Diamond went on to a solo career. Upside down cross painted on his forehead. All right, he truly is a Satanist. All right. There's another one, Borg something, or I don't know the name of it, but again, satanic. Slayer. Look at Slayer. Satanic imagery. But yet, if you talk to Kerry King, it was an act. I saw Slayer. It wasn't so much that it was just an act. The people that were in the audience were eating it up. They're walking around with fucking crosses upside down, cloaks and everything else. That's the problem, all right? And yes, it sells records. It does. I'm not going to say it doesn't. Ghost, another one. You know, he tells you he's a Satanist.
And even though the music is pretty fucking good, I'll be honest.
You know what? I got
the lyric is the lyrics. I'm not too fond of, but as far as the music,
the music, and he's a great frontman.
Yeah,
if he were to straighten his act out, he could be a great frontman. But this is the path he chose, but he is a self-proclaimed Satanist. All right, Marilyn Manson that you brought up earlier, Wes. He is a Satanist. He hung around with Anton LaVey. Yeah. So this is taking it to another level. But yet guys like Dio got involved, or what's his name? He became a big producer, the House of a Thousand Corpses, all that stuff.
Rob Zombie.
I mean, White Zombie was a great band, yet satanic imagery. Rob Zombie's no more Satanist than anybody. He's a horror fan. He likes horror stuff.
Yeah.
All right. But it all translates to the people that are going there to eat this shit up. And that's where it can get dicey, especially when you're preaching this stuff on stage about Satanism, about how Satanism is this, is that. If you read the lyric, if you read the liner notes on Venom, the group Venom.
Yes.
I mean, three of them are named after demons, number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. Then if you read what's on the back of the one album cover, you know, we piss at the Virgin Mary. No need for that. That's not, that goes beyond Satan. It's putting fucking thing into impressionable kids' heads. All right, we won't even get started on the video games because that's a whole other genre. Yeah. But the thing I'm trying to say to you is, all right, this stuff is this is their way of paying back. You know, there was an episode of X-Files. Where there was a teacher that turned into a snake. And the people that were around her in the school were all devil worshippers. But crazy shit started happening to her. And they blamed, they said, you know what, bad stuff is happening because we've lacked in our faith. We haven't acted upon our faith. So therefore people were dying. They have to do this stuff. They have to preach this stuff. And they're not going to come out and say, oh, praise the devil. They're going to give it to you in imagery.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and that's the part that's dangerous. That's the part that people. That's when I say the Christians got to be. They got to lay the foundation work. This is an act, folks, boys and girls. And if they're going to do this kind of stuff, you know what? Find another form of music. Find something else. Their music's not that good anyway. If you got to use that kind of imagery to promote your music, then you know what? And I'll tell you why. Well, Blackie Lawless, not satanic. Blackie Lawless, literally, Steve Holmes, the guitar player, got hit in the head with a chunk of meat, frozen meat, one time on stage.
Jeez.
And it had a dress dressing all this crazy shit. And he goes, and he said it best. You know, if we only wrote better songs, we wouldn't have to do this shit. Okay, and you know,
well, some things you can sit there and I don't know.
That's Blackie Lawless for you.
I think you can have good music and still have imagery and still be fine. I mean, look, if you're going to sit there and you're going to have imagery, you're going to have to take the burden of what comes with that imagery also. Unfortunately, not a lot of people.
But they're not the one getting burdened. They're preaching it.
Well, it depends.
And they're not getting burdened.
Depends on how they're doing it. Depends on if they consider themselves a good person or not. Now again, morality
self-righteousness also isn't a good way for you to act on.
Morality is also subjective.
It is, because what you think is right, I could think is wrong. What you think is wrong, I could think is right. Then again, I personally believe that there is a can't is not in my dictionary. There's a lot of things that you shouldn't do. You can do whatever you want, but you shouldn't do a lot of things.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I mean that makes sense.
In a way it does.
I mean,
in a way it does. I guess.
All right. So I think that's where we'll end this season. Real quick, boys. Since it's just the three
I'm
of
a man.
Us, since it's just the three of us tonight.
It's a three.
Well, on this, Dad, how'd you feel about this season?
Well, I missed two shows, but it was okay. It got us through. I it was a little short. Some of the topics were interesting. I'm glad we did them, and some of it was informative. And you know, a couple
well, I
of
think
shows
this
were a little
this definitely
dicey.
Has been our most informative season.
Yeah, I agree, and it was fun to do. But I'm glad it's over. Like every at the end of every season, I'm glad that season's over.
Are you ready for next season?
Well, I'm gonna reserve judgment for that one because I know everybody's gunning to get at me, and that's fine.
Are you gunning to get at
Wes?
I'll be honest. I think Wes is gonna be on your side.
Wes and I are the only
time.
Two in his booth that actually think the same. Okay,
so believe it or not, right?
It's very strange. The shit that comes out of his mouth. Sometimes I go, oh, somebody gets it. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, look, is it going to get hairy at times? Yes.
Well, yes. That's
I
why,
will promise my
that's
absolute
why,
best.
Okay, so if everyone doesn't know, next season we're handling, what would it be called? Today's topics?
Yeah,
or,
current events.
Current events of today's world. And we're talking our first season that we're going to be fully talking about politics.
Oh, God.
It's. I think there's a religious episode in there, too. So we're literally full-fledged into politics and religion next season. Look, it's going to be one season. I know it's not a lot of... I mean, it has to do with political and religious conspiracy theories.
But I'm looking forward to the debates.
We're debating. We have 5 debating episodes and 5 normal episodes where we talk just informative stuff and go back and forth. I think we're sitting here, like, you know, talking about it in a good way. I mean, do you want to sit there and know what those episodes are? Where's my book?
I think we should just let them go to the website.
Well, the website's not going to be up for... the website's not going to be up when this goes up.
Why?
We got some stuff. Let's just deal with that.
Where the hell's my book? There it is. I have my book. Hold on. Let me go into my little black book now that we're talking about it.
Yeah, I'm worried about the website. What's wrong with the website?
No, the website's fine. What I'm saying is by the time this episode goes up, that's the night it's going to change.
It's a nice truck.
So, where is it? Okay. You guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
So, season 10, our 10th season, by the way, guys. 10 seasons of Is This Real? Can you believe that shit?
Wow.
Can you believe we've been doing this for 10 seasons? We're almost at the supernatural area.
What? As far as episodes, we're close to 150 now, no? About that? 135, maybe
140, something like that. All right, so episode one, we're talking about the Boston bombing. That's not a debatable episode because there's nothing to debate about. It's just talking about the Boston bombing. We tried to do a Boston bombing episode earlier, and we're going to sit here and actually complete it. Episode two is our first ever debate episode. Did Alex Jones deserve it? And we're going to have a debate on that one. Episode three, we're talking about false.
I can't wait for that one. That one's a good. That one's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Episode three, we're going to be talking about false flag events, mm-hmm. and the original false flag event. Well, the one that everybody loves to go to. Episode four is going to be our second debate episode. Is there a witch hunt for Donald J. Trump? Mm. Episode five, we're talking about the notorious George Soros. Episode six is another debate episode. As you can see, I'm going non-debate, debate, non-debate, debate.
It's gonna. We're gonna need a week to calm down.
Episode six.
What'd you say, you motherfucker?
Episode six. We're talking about is Biden compromised?
Is oxygen O2?
Well, let's just put it like that. Is Biden compromised by China? Episode seven. I think you'll like this one, Wes, and I think you'll like this one too, Dad. We're talking about the Walmart conspiracy theory. You know about the Walmart conspiracy theory, Wes?
Oh, that they're like military bases and whatnot.
Yes, that exact one. And a couple others that are that give examples of. Episode 8, is there a plan to take away our Second Amendment right? That is a debated episode.
It's water wet.
Number 9, whistleblowers, are they heroes or villains? And our season finale is what is happening in Florida, USA? That is another debated episode.
There's a lot happening in Florida right now.
So, property. That is our season 10, ladies and gentlemen.
Property value about to go crazy.
That's what our season 10 is going to be about. Please go buy your t-shirts. Go buy your season 10 t-shirts. There's going to be a couple season 10 logos going up. Go buy your Is This Real t-shirts. Go follow us on our TikTok. Is This Real PC? Go follow us our YouTube page, Green Arrow Media.
And what's happening in starting the next season?
What?
Don't we have something new that we're going to be?
Oh yes, starting season 10. Sorry about that. Should I announce them?
I think you should just say, you know what, we got some, because you got to finalize some stuff.
But... yeah, we do have to finalize some stuff. We have two new sponsors, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll be seeing who those sponsors are in a big drum roll. Presentation,
and we want you to go out there and support them as well as you supported Dubby, maybe a little better.
Nobody supported Dubby.
Well, you can't say that. We don't know. You got to check.
I did check the page. No sales. Dubby's like, well, it's free. Like, what the fuck, Dubby?
Well, Dubby's still with us, and we're still gonna push it because we like it. So we're gonna.
Yeah, Dubby's delicious.
It really is. You guys got to go out there and try it. You know what? You get 10% off. What's the code, Joe?
Is This Real PC, all one word.
You really got to give it a shot. It's really good. Let's take them into season 10, along with our new sponsors. And we always got room for more sponsors. So if you want a sponsor, you know what? You know where to get us. And we might even have one more sponsor. I'm not sure yet, but we'll see.
Remember, go follow all of our social media pages. You can sit there and find all of our social media pages on greenhourmedia.org. You can get in contact with us if you have any questions. Or if you just want to tell us a story, to be a part of the podcast itself, we will have fan stories, which we will talk about if we get enough fan stories. People, we need fan stories.
I think we should start going. We got some that we can do, but we haven't got up yet.
He does them shirtless on the Patreon.
Come on,
the
ladies.
Patreon is a dollar.
Come on, Brazil.
It is a dollar.
Come on, Brazilian ladies. Fala comigo.
It is a dollar. And fala right now, comigo. I'm running a special on the Patreon on the $5 tier. It is free for a week to the end of June. Ooh. It is free for a week to the end of June for a week. And after a week, you get charged $5, but you also get a free mug sent out to you. That is patreon.com/isthisrealpc. Please go follow. And then you have Mr. West Show. Oh, sorry. I almost punched you in the head. Mr. West Show and a future show by Cito. They both will be on the Patreon pages. Please also go to our Spreadshop. Spreadshop.com/ I think it's Is This Real PC or Green Arrow Media.
You get it right from the website.
GreenHourMediaStore.myspreadshop.com. That's it will come up at the bottom of this page.
I promise you. So please just go to greenarmedia.com, follow us on all of our social medias. We'll see you guys in season 10, which debuts in July. So we will see you guys in season 10. Everybody say goodbye.
Good night. Enjoy your time off, guys.
Oyatsumi minasan.
We will catch you later. Good night, everybody. Remember, question everything.
Question everything.
Good night.
Konnichiwa, bitches. It's Ryu West speaking. If you want to find out more about the Is This Real podcast, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/isthisrealpc or on Twitter at isthisrealpc or on Instagram at isthisrealpodcast, all one word.